First in our Bill of Rights is the freedom to hear uncensored ideas and opinions, to think your own thoughts, and to say what's on your mind. We couldn't have liberty without it. Now, more than ever, it's good to spout off, to listen, debate, and participate. Here's your host of Spouting Off, commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser, Karen Cataline.
Hey everyone, I'm a regular guest host on the nationally syndicated Alan Nathan Show on the Main Street Radio Network.
Now, the one who protects us all from prattling prognosticators and perfidious pundits.
I say, America, stay out the bushes.
Look for the Union Naval.
To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the government.
From my cold, dead hands.
I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected.
It's time for the Alan Nathan Show. Here he is, the longest-running nationally syndicated centrist host in the country, Alan Nathan.
I love that quote in the opening. Well, Al Green, he did get reelected. It took four extra years, but he got reelected. And they're still trying to impeach him while he stops world wars. This is Karen Cataline filling in for Alan Nathan here on the Alan Nathan Show on the Main Street Radio Network. And here is Alan's motto. We want the Republicans out of our bedrooms, the Democrats out of our wallets, and both out of our First and Second Amendment rights. We got lots to talk about today. We got fluid situations everywhere. And we are going to start right in with entrepreneur and expert in the intricate relationship between government, autonomy, and freedom. He's the author of Freedom Revealed, A Simple, Elegant System. Donald Wilkie joins us right now on the Alan Nathan Show. Hi, Donald. Thanks for being
Hello.
With us.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
If only there was something to talk about today. It's amazing, and it's a real honor and a pleasure to, do talk radio at a time like this. Apart from the very fluid Iran-Israel situation, we're hoping that that ceasefire will hold, but also protect good and decent people all around the world. There is this bill that's being ramped up, and a libertarian by the name of Massey, who Trump is furious with, not only on the Iran-Israel situation, of which he is quite the isolationist, but he's voting with the Democrats on the president's bill. The president isn't happy. Talk about this from your perspective as to what you think is going on.
Well, I think that Massey is a very intelligent man, and I think he is doing what he thinks is right. But Massey is also a politician, and the whole point of being a politician is making deals, and Trump is the master of making deals. He wrote the book, The Art of the Deal, and I always compare things to nature if I can, and I see a wolf pack here with Trump being the alpha male, and I see Massey not following the alpha male. So Trump wants to kick him out of the pack, and, you know, he's going to have to do that. Anytime you side with the Democrats, who have shown that given any information, they would spill it. I mean, if they had known prior to our bombing that we were going to do it, when and where, they would have run right to Iran and let them know some way, somehow.
We know this. They've shown that they were pro-Iran. They've shown every Democrat president in the last 19 years, 15 years, have been pro-Iran, starting with POTUS 44 in 2009.
Yeah, it's more difficult in the Republican side to get the people to follow orders, to follow the alpha wolf, if you will. The Democrat side has done this for years. We can see that by somebody, their leader. Now, we know for 4 years they didn't have the leader we thought was the leader. Somebody was leading that party. But when they said, we want to have King's Day, everybody on the Democrat Party repeats the exact same words. They're all in line. And I think they've worked for 50 years to elect people that are so dumb and so easy to manipulate.
Well, they're collectivist oriented, which is what makes them socialist / communist. You know what I want to go back to before we let that go is to drill down a little deeper into the mentality of a Thomas Massey. I've been looking at and familiar with libertarians for a long time. And first of all, I don't think that people, Republicans, have to march in lockstep. After all, we are not Democrats. We are not collectivists. But the mentality of Thomas Massey is curious because there's such a short-sightedness and tunnel vision to a principle that you might be winning a small battle but losing the war. And I think the reason Trump is so furious is because we have such a thin majority in these bodies of Congress, and we've got recalcitrant Democrats who are cheering for our enemies. So we need all the help we can get. What do you think about that thought, idea?
Yeah, I agree with it 100%. I mean, this is not the time to be idealistic. Now, technically, Massey could be right. I mean, the lawyers always, any time there's a legal question, you have at least 8 sides to the argument. You know, that's just the way our laws are. But really, what Trump is doing is trying to run the country like a business. And we have not had that situation in years and years and years. Trump's
ever,
background,
maybe.
Ever. Trump's background is business. Now, I had the good fortune of running a company myself. And what you understand when you run a company is if your advisors, if the people underneath you don't get on the wagon and start pulling. I'm sorry, that's contradictory. Don't start pulling the wagon in the same direction.
Pulling their weight on the wagon. How about that?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And but, don't fall off the wagon, because then you'd be looking at Kamala Harris, and that would be a whole other story. Sorry.
Yeah, but I mean, if everybody's pulling in a different direction,
right?
You can't go anywhere. You have to get everybody aligned. You have to get them all going in the same direction. And my belief is economics, and the biggest existential threat to America today isn't Iran, it isn't Russia, it's our debt. We've run up $37 trillion in debt. That's just not sustainable. And the only way to eliminate that debt is to get everybody pulling in the same direction.
We can walk and chew gum at the same time. Certainly Trump can. If there is a nuclear threat to the world by a terrorist maniac country that's been threatening us for 50 years, I think we can do that and get hold of the debt, hopefully, at the same time, which Trump is demonstrating that he's doing with his deals, with his bringing in enormous amounts of money, getting countries to pay their fair share, which Democrats used to say was what they believed in. He's on his way to NATO right now. So I don't think you can compare one with the other.
Well, look at the Iran situation. All the people who were talking about it was going to be a quagmire, it was going to be costly, it was going to be billions and billions of dollars. Look what Trump did. Iran is over. The war with Iran is over. How much did it cost? It cost pennies.
Well, for the most part, however, it is interesting, you know, that same, exactly right, we're talking to Donald Wilkie, exactly right. There are people who apply their rigid black and white ideologies to a situation without being able to see any kind of nuance. Tucker Carlson, for heaven's sake, and a lot of these Republicans, we can't get into a protracted war. So they think that by destroying nuclear weapons and bringing greater peace to the world, that will get us into a protracted war. They didn't have much faith in Trump, and they didn't have much faith in the American military. I hope they apologize. Don't you?
Well, going back to the alpha male example, I mean, Tucker Carlson is out. Elon Musk is out. You know, this is what Trump has to do. Now, his big, beautiful bill, he's not really concerned, in my opinion, of getting it perfect. His concern is getting it passed. Because at that point, once he passes that, every bill in the future is going to have his approval before it even gets started. If it doesn't get passed or gets modified to the point of not being recognizable, the legislators will just take over and the president will take a back seat. But look at the Iran, it has always been a festering sore.
Yes.
And basically, for pennies, Trump has ended that whole situation. You know, he said, we're not going to war. And look at, if we don't go to war, the people in the Middle East love us. You know, they didn't like Iran, but they don't want us being boots on the ground. And, I mean, he's pulled off some remarkable things, and I'm not quite sure why the politicians don't see it. My only explanation is...
They're narrow-minded?
They've never run a business.
They've never run a business. And they're narrow-minded. It's like...
Sure.
You know, and I've talked to friends of mine, Republicans, who are constantly criticizing Trump. If he walked on water, they'd say, well, it was only a trickle. It wasn't the Atlantic. I mean, it's, you know, and he's not God. He's human. This is an amazing thing to be. I'm sorry we didn't get to talk about your book, Donald Wilkie. Thank you for joining us. How do people find you? Real quick.
Amazon, of course, is the easiest.
That's it. Wilkie, W-I-L-K-I-E. Pleasure talking to you. Thanks for being with us. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back on the Alan Nathan Show after this.
It's no surprise that people love their pets. In fact, 97% of pet owners consider them part of the family. Amazon's Jen Ray has more.
Amazon Pet Day makes caring for your pets easier than ever. The 48-hour sales event features thousands of deals with the convenience of Amazon's fast delivery. Whether you're welcoming a new puppy, upgrading essentials for a senior pet, or looking for products that pamper, there's something for everyone.
Nearly two-thirds of U.S. households have a pet. That's 86.9 million homes.
With so many households having pets, Amazon has something for every pet owner and their furry friends, from trusted basics to exciting new favorites across price points. Plus, Amazon is expanding its pet care offerings, now providing prescription pet medications on Amazon.com through VetSource, a leading pet pharmacy.
On May 13th and 14th, Amazon Pet Day will offer incredible deals, including on our most popular and pet-approved brands, like Purina Pro Plan, Iams, PetSafe, O. Norman, Ring, and more. Learn more at Amazon.com/Pet Day. As the school year winds down, many high school students are thinking ahead to what comes next. For some, that means staying academically engaged over the summer and preparing for the transition to college. Shauna Thayer, CEO of the online education platform Sophia Learning, has more.
Sophia Learning offers college-level courses that students can take at their own pace and are designed to transfer for credit. This summer, we're giving eligible rising high school juniors and seniors free access to 6 college-level courses. It's a great way for students to get a head start, see what college classes are really like, or try something new without the pressure.
A new survey finds that 72% of high school juniors and seniors who plan to attend college in the next 2 years feel they need to go to college to be successful, but 51% want more time to decide on a major.
Preparing for college is exciting, but can come with uncertainty. This program gives students a chance to learn at their own pace, gain confidence, and make informed choices about their future.
Learn more at sophia.org. That's Sophia with a PH.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Alan Nathan Show. I'm Karen Cataline, filling in for Alan today. We do have our guest, Mr. Producer, right? Good. Good. Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to Stephen Williford, spokesman for Gun Owners of America. He's the archetypical good guy with a gun. In 2017, he stopped the deadliest mass shooting in Texas history. And sadly and unfortunately, we're seeing those kinds of things still today. Stephen Williford, thank you for joining us here on the Alan Nathan Show once again.
Thank you for having me on again, Karen.
Always a pleasure. Well, this past weekend, there was an armed guard at a church who stopped an attempted massacre in Michigan. Where have you heard that before, right?
Actually, this one is chilling. How many things that line up with what happened in Sutherland Springs?
Yeah, tell us a little bit about how that is, about, you know, what you saw as similarities.
Well, apparently the guy had on armor, body armor, and his mother or mother-in-law went to that church. And he came in driving erratically, parked and got out and started shooting at people. And it was not only one, but first off, one of the deacons of the church hit him with his Ford F-150 after he fired several rounds into the F-150. He hit him with it, and then two church volunteer church safety response team officers engaged him in gunfire. He did shoot one of them in the leg, but they shot and killed him.
Yeah, well, and I think, yes, he was identified, right? I don't have it in front of me. I don't want to use his name, but what do we know about him real briefly? Do we know something about him?
We don't know a whole lot about him. They're not letting a whole lot of information other than they said that it was a mental breakdown. And, yeah, I would imagine so. And he's 31 years old.
Yeah, whenever they say it's a mental breakdown, we're always curious what really is going on. In fact, we're always curious what the media says happened and what they're covering up and what they're not, for the simple reason, Stephen, that with what is going on in Iran and Israel, the enormous bump of anti-Semitic events going on in this country from paid activists. And now suddenly the Democrats seem to be worried about terrorist cells being activated in the United States. They certainly weren't when 20 plus million illegal aliens unvetted flooded into our country. And now suddenly they're wondering, how did that happen? That terrorist cells in this country who hate America, who hate Christians and who hate Jews. Your thoughts about that, Stephen?
Yeah, how ridiculous. They fought to let them into this country. And then now they might have terrorist cells here. And how ridiculous. They're the cause of it, and now they're screaming. I would say, please join Gun Owners of America, you can find us at gunowners.org. Sign up, be part of the solution, and you should be carrying as a lifestyle nowadays.
Well, and they should be trained. They hate guns. They want to disarm victims, and they want to arm the bad guys. They feel sorry for the bad guys. I would want to persuade them. I believe strongly in the Second Amendment. I surely know you do. But unless they are well-trained, responsible, and are not emotional bottle rockets, then they probably shouldn't have guns. I'm not saying that the government ought to be in charge of that. I'm saying that we need to train and educate people so they know that a gun doesn't jump in your hand and just shoot people. You do it.
Absolutely. When I went to school, they used to have actually shooting classes and shooting teams in high school and stuff. And I grew up in a very rural area where people would keep their guns in their car because they'd go deer hunting after school.
Yeah. Yeah, those days are gone. They were very successful in demonizing the gun.
As a matter of fact,
and not the criminal.
I sold magazines for the FFA. and the one that sold the most magazines won a rifle. And I won the rifle. I won a .22 semi-automatic rifle and was awarded it at school. Was given it at school when I was in high school.
Right, right. And the Democrats have succeeded in making that an absolute travesty. And you weren't selling Cosmopolitan and Boy's Life. You were selling magazines that go with a gun because, and people didn't, school shootings were unknown probably when you were doing that, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Actually, we were even told by our ag teacher, we had ag class, and we were told to, by our ag teacher to make sure and bring a sharp pocket knife to school because during ag class, we would go out and castrate show hogs.
Oh, my. Those seem like archaic times compared to today. And look at the upshot. When you tell people they're not responsible, I mean, there are people that are non-responsible, but it's not an accident that the very same people that want to disarm victims are champions of criminals. It kind of got to make you wonder if there's an agenda going on here. I think we know the answer to that. You now have Trump, who they hate so much. They've worked themselves into such a frenzy that they are now cheering on terrorist nations, rapists, murderer, illegals, and criminals, wanting them to get them out of prison, and they hate law-abiding citizens. Did you ever think you'd live to see a time like that?
Oh, this nation is so screwed up where it's okay to take and transition 4 and 5 year old children, put children on puberty blockers and things. How upside down is this world? Yeah.
Well, but on a positive note, we know, and we're talking in broad generalities here, but we know that one of the reasons why they hate Donald Trump is because he's a powerful alpha male who's talking common sense to an American public who's desperate to hear it. Tell everybody again about Gun Owners of America, where they can learn more, because I know that you are a spokesperson for them. Go ahead.
Well, we are fighting to get suppressors and short-barreled rifles and shotguns off of the NFA Act. Please go to gunowners.org and sign up, be part of the solution. Get in the fight to win your rights back.
And thank you for what you did to save your fellow citizens. Stephen Williford, thank you for joining us. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more on The Alan Nathan Show on the Main Street Radio Network.
Summer can be a nonstop sprint for busy families. Between camps, road trips, and backyard barbecues, meals and snacks need to be quick, convenient, and kid-friendly. Lifestyle expert Yvette Rios has tips from the dairy aisle.
June is National Dairy Month, and dairy is a summertime lifesaver. So whether it's string cheese in a cooler, yogurt cups on the go, or even cottage cheese, these grab-and-go staples fuel kids without slowing parents down. Refrigerated doughs are another smart pick.
According to new research from the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association, 77% of parents turn to dairy for convenient, kid-friendly summer solutions.
There are so many simple ways to build out a meal with dairy. Pasta salads with shredded cheese, veggie trays with ranch or sour cream dips, cottage cheese bowls topped with fruit and eggs for easy breakfast or protein-packed snacks.
To get more meal ideas and snack inspiration, visit easyhomemeals.com. That's easyhomemeals.com.
It's a well-known fact that guys often skip the doctor when they're sick and delay important health screenings. During Men's Health Month in June, encourage the men in your life to break that bad habit and take charge of their health. Vince Dorsey, a pharmacist and director of medical communications at Esperion Therapeutics, says a great way to start is with a cholesterol test.
The best defense is a good offense. High cholesterol has no symptoms. That's why it's called the silent killer. Don't put it off. Get your cholesterol tested and know your family's health history. You may not realize it, but high cholesterol can be an inherited genetic condition, putting otherwise healthy people, even in their 20s, at risk for heart disease. If you have high LDL or bad cholesterol, it is best to address this as soon as possible. There are ways to lower these levels, reducing your risk of heart attack or stroke.
If you or someone you love has high LDL cholesterol, your doctor may recommend lifestyle changes and medication to keep it in check. Visit heart.org to learn more.
Welcome back to the Alan Nathan Show. I'm Karen Cataline filling in for Alan today. And we have the host of the Bill Walton Show. I bet you wonder, who do we have? We have Bill Walton. He chairs the Resolute Protector Foundation, a 501c3 media production company. He led the agency action and landing teams for all the federal economic agencies for President Trump's transition team in 2016 and 2017. Bill Walton, thank you for joining us here on the Alan Nathan Show.
Thanks for having me on. Good talking with you.
Good to have you. Good to have you. So, in the midst of all of this that's going on in Iran and Israel and around the world, the president is at NATO today on his way there. This bill, which I must admit I wasn't crazy about the term big, beautiful bill, but I understand why he needs to name it that so people understand and they're clear and they're shorthand. The Senate seems to be fiddling with it in a myriad of ways, which irritates me. I don't know about you. They can fiddle with little taxes on tips because they have to mess with other people's rice bowl, but they never mess with their own. It's irritating. Can you tell us what's going on there? And then they want, $5 from a waitress who's working for a living, but God forbid they should give money for DOGE so that people are not getting billions of taxpayer dollars they are not entitled to.
Makes me think we ought to have Congress work for tips. They might understand how the rest of the world
looks. Nobody wants to tip Congress. That's the problem.
I'm sure they do get tipped, but they call it something else. They call it PAC donations.
They call it buy low, sell high.
Right. Well,
fun. We're going to have a good time.
Is worse than big, beautiful. Donald Trump calls the one big, beautiful bill. That's his formal name. And yeah, so it's got everything in it. And the problem with that is that it passed the House by one vote. And the process is what always happens. And they then kick it over to the Senate. And then the Senate, which typically has very different agendas, starts playing with the bill and taking the stuff out that they don't want and putting stuff in that they want. And
right.
It almost always is different from what the House wants. And, that's where we are right now.
Yeah. And it's particularly infuriating that the politically driven agenda, apparently, obviously I haven't read the bill, but I'm not ashamed of that because most of the Congress people haven't either. they took out a provision so that judges wouldn't overstep their bounds and try to make foreign policy, which is the purview of the president. And they took that out. Gee, I wonder why. Is that true that that's what happened? And is the bill going to look anything like what it was intended to be when they're done messing around?
Well, there's some big things. The tax cuts will likely be made permanent. They'll be extended from what Trump did in the last term. There'll be some cutbacks to some of the green energy provisions. There'll be some cuts to Medicaid, which for able-bodied people. There'll be some things that we all want, but then there are an awful lot of things that, the thing you just mentioned, it goes through this terrible thing called the bird bath. The Robert Byrd came up with this rule. Whatever you put in these reconciliation bills, and remember, they put it in reconciliation because you only need 51 votes to pass it. And it means that there's certain things that they don't consider budget items or authorized budget items can't get in there. And so so everybody uses that rule, it cutting both ways to take the things out that they don't want. And an awful lot that, they wanted to cut, one of the things, was in the finance world, and Elizabeth Warren had this Consumer Protection Financial Bureau, which was just horrible. It really was just absolutely It was Marxian in the extreme, and they voted to defund that. Well, that's out, and the problem is we've got a parliamentarian who decides all these things in the Senate, who was appointed by guess who, Harry Reid, and
Oh, my.
What could possibly go wrong?
What could go wrong?
And then John Thune, I've been checking on this. Can you fire the parliamentarian? Because she has enormous power. And it turns out you can't really fire the parliamentarian. So we've got one woman appointed by Harry Reid who's pretty much the arbiter about what stays in and what stays out. You know, that's always been the case, but it seems even worse this time. And it's 100 degrees outside in Washington today. I bet it's 110 or 120 inside the Capitol.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I said on another program ages ago that Trump has the effect of six shots of scotch. And what I meant by that for people around him is that he has this uncanny ability because of who he is, because of his amazing gifts. He exposes people for who they really are. He takes such clear stands. He says what he thinks, says what he's going to do, does what he says. And it forces these phenomenal number of corrupt politicians to come forward and take their masks off. Finally, they're the ones that are unmasked, and we're seeing who they are. And when they said during Mitch McConnell's Congress in Trump's first term, they were coasting on this notion that, oh, it takes so long for things to be done in Congress, it's not like business. Well, what was happening is they were delaying on purpose, knowing that Trump would be out, because somebody paid him off. Or the three B's, bullying, bribery, or blackmail. Now, I know that's a really extreme statement, but I would love to get your thoughts. I mean, do you think that's what's really going on? And we see it happening every day.
Well, they call, remember that you just named the thing they call PAC contributions.
Oh, PAC contributions. Huh?
Yeah. And, you know, they have a euphemistic word for everything they do. Yeah. Well, you know, this is where we are. And I think he does expose people. And I do think a bill will get passed because they're afraid of Trump right now. And I think he's got more political power than ever if this Israel truce stays in place, and something's going to happen, but it's going to be really radically trimmed down. But then they're going to kick it back to the House, and then you see the difference. You know, something like a salt tax, state and local deductions. Well, the senators are all either from blue states or red states, and the blue state people want it, and the red state don't. Well, the red state has more votes, so the Senate is not going to vote for that. Whereas the House has got all these Republican districts in blue states, and they want to get it for their constituents. And so what you find out is that, you know, these people are, you know, they're not doing it to preserve the Constitution. They're doing it to bring goodies back to their district. And, you know, so, yeah, it's
I think Trump fully understands that. And that is why he wanted to go for the big, beautiful bill. You know, true conservatives were always against that. They wanted line items. But with that, you'd never get anything done. You'd be into the year 2047 before anything would ever happen. Because you're right. Everybody wants everybody seems to have their hand out. Tell us. So it goes to the Senate, then it has to go to the House. And how many
back
times
to the
does
House.
It go back and forth before people say, well, okay, we're done?
Well, you hope once. I mean, Mike Johnson's the House Speaker. He's done a really, you know, he's a very mild guy, but he's gotten a lot of legislation passed that nobody thinks could get through the House, and it now goes back to the House with all these changes from the Senate, and so they've got to decide, do they want to just hold their nose and go with what the Senate had, and then Trump and Johnson will make that decision, or do they go to the mattresses, and do they you know, I love that term. Issue by issue. Well, that's what it's like.
Well, there's a Godfather reference for almost anything.
Well, they literally spend the, you know, it cuts, you know, it's both images. I mean, the Godfather, and they're also spending time overnight living in the halls of Congress. So, gosh, there's a lot of, I didn't realize there were that kind of similarities, but.
Well, I mean, I used to always say that politicians in the federal government make the mob look like pikers. Always have said that. Yeah, how do people find you at the Bill Walton Show?
Oh, it's easy. TheBillWaltonShow.com, and you can also find me on YouTube and Rumble and Spotify and all the, and also on Substack. It's I'm all over the internet, so easy to find.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. A pleasure to be watching what we're watching in America. Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon. We're going to take a break. When we get back, we will wrap up our first hour with one more guest. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Planning a summer road trip? You're not alone. Over 75% of Americans are hitting the road this season. But before you pack the snacks and playlists, make sure your car and your car insurance are road trip ready. Start with a full vehicle checkup. Brakes, oil, tires, wipers. Pack an emergency kit, learn how to change a tire, and bring a backup map, because GPS is not always reliable out there. Understanding your coverage is important as well. Although many people think they understand their insurance, a recent survey found 96% of drivers misunderstood at least one part of their policy. And that's where The General can help. With our app, you can review your policy, file a claim fast, or get a quote in 2 minutes or less. At The General, our mission is to give people a break when they need it most. And that's why we've made managing your car insurance easier, faster, and smoother, so you can stay focused on the road ahead. Planning a trip? Visit thegeneral.com so you can hit the road with confidence.
With the cost of living rising dramatically, budgets are tight and customers are looking for ways to stretch their dollars. T-Mobile has launched 2 new experience plans, adding industry-leading value and savings, plus a 5-year price guarantee, so customers can rest assured that the price of their talk, text, and data stays the same. The Experience Beyond plan includes over $200 in added value for every line every month, with satellite connectivity, yearly device upgrades, and an entertainment streaming bundle that includes Apple TV+, Hulu, Netflix, and more. For more information, visit t-mobile.com, sponsored by T-Mobile.
National Iced Tea Day is just around the corner, and it's the perfect time to celebrate everyone's favorite summertime beverage. As a tea sommelier, I'm always looking for tea products with high-quality ingredients that are sourced responsibly. When it comes to a bottled tea, my go-to is Tea Java. It's brewed in small batches using quality tea leaves from Java, Indonesia. No sugar, no calories, and no added preservatives. Just a refreshing, authentic tea like I brewed it myself. Tea Java is a must-have this summer. You can learn more at teajava.com.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
You know that feeling? Like every door is closing and you just can't see a way out? Being unemployed, underemployed, or just out of school feels a lot like that. But when you find the right tools, suddenly, everything just clicks. Getting on that path may be easier than you think. A good place to start? Go to findsomethingnew.org. At findsomethingnew.org, you have access to resources that help develop new skills. Skills that will position you for careers in today's growing industries. From healthcare and manufacturing to cybersecurity and alternative energy. Plus, you can take advantage of online courses, certification programs, apprenticeships, and more. So you can take yourself from unemployed and uncertain to empowered and prepared for what's next. Find your path to a new career today. Visit findsomethingnew.org. A message from the Ad Council.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America. Our vets need you.
I'm a quadriplegic. I'm definitely at risk with my diminished lung capacity.
I have MS. I'm in a wheelchair, and I can't leave the house because I have a compromised immune system.
I'm very concerned about, would there be a bed for me? Would there be a ventilator for me? Would I be able to survive something?
It's just heavy. You know, it's a heavy moment. This is a war. This really is.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
I am so grateful for the PVA. They're making sure that we have all of the food and supplies that we need right now.
We all got to help each other right now. We can't get through this by ourselves.
It's with profound gratitude that you're going to be saving our lives.
To find out how you can help, please go to helppva.org. That's helppva.org.
Welcome, everyone, to the Alan Nathan Show. Welcome back, I should say. And we're wrapping up this hour with Takara McKay, Communications Director for Let Them Live and former Marine. Interesting things to talk about right now. Takara, thank you so much for joining us here on the Alan Nathan Show.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Good to have you. So you're part of Let Them Live, and you say that there is a bleak picture that the media paints for women post-Roe, while you have an alternative for them. Talk about that right now. What are you speaking of?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, Let Them Live, we exist to help abortion-minded women choose life by meeting their financial needs and really just giving them that love and support that they're lacking around them. And that's what's really pressuring a lot of women into abortion is, you know, they don't ultimately want to make the choice of abortion, but they're feeling pressured. And so, you know, our organization just goes to show that these women are wanting other resources. They are wanting support, which is why they are canceling their abortions and choosing life once they realize that support is there. And so, you know, in all reality, whether you believe abortion should be legal or not, we can all agree that abortion should be the last solution, you know? So, you know, we're talking about, you know, redirecting funds that are currently going to Planned Parenthood, like, you know, millions of our tax dollars, redirecting those funds to federally qualified health centers that are actually outmatch Planned Parenthood in services and their patients served without actually even committing abortions at their facility. And so we should all rally around and understand that women do need good health care, but abortion is not healthcare. It should not be a part of that healthcare. And our organization also just goes to show that people want to support women. We rely on volunteers and donors, and we're able to raise the funds for these women and, you know, pay their bills, their groceries, what's really pressuring them into that abortion. So it really just goes to show that women don't want or need abortion.
Well, women need a lot of things, and they don't always have to come either from the government or whatever. You said that we can all agree that abortion should be the last solution. Well, I hate to disagree with you, but we're living in a time in which the radical left that seems to be making money off abortion, they went from we want to make it safe and rare to celebrating your abortion. Because they wanted to make it, they just weren't getting enough of them, I guess. I don't really know. But I don't really think that there are a lot of, you know, radical pro-abortion people who believe that, that it should be the last solution.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, what's unique about our organization, too, is we do have people that identify as pro-choice, that, you know, pro-abortion, whatever you call it. We do have people that donate to our organization. And so there are a lot of, I believe, people that identify that way that think that women should have the choice to have an abortion. But in all reality, you know, they want to help them choose life. And I'm not saying that abortion should ever be the solution. I absolutely don't think it should. I don't believe that killing is ever the solution. I was just saying we can find common ground, I believe, with the other side and defund the abortion industry, because in all reality, women do not need the abortion industry. They do not need Planned Parenthood. You know, they may want those services, but they don't need those services.
What do you mean they don't need them? I mean, if you know, it's like saying you don't need an AR-15 and we're going to take it away from you. I mean, I don't think it's up to us to tell people they don't need it, but I am fascinated by the idea that there are people who call themselves pro-choice and they still give money to your organization. To me, that's very principled. It's saying we're going to help people from where they live, from where they are. What do you think about
really
that?
It really is about meeting women where they're at and understanding that, you know, I don't believe that abortion is empowering to women. I don't believe that abortion is something that is really, you know, I know there are cases where medical instances come up where, you know, a woman may need, they call it a medical abortion, but that's not the same as directly and intentionally killing the preborn child for convenience. It's more so life-saving. And so I understand women, you know, may need abortion in that sense, but in all reality, I just don't think that telling women that in order to be successful and to have careers and do all these things that they absolutely need abortion. And I'm just saying they're using that word that women need abortion because I believe it emotionally manipulates women into thinking that's what they need. And so that was really my point there.
Yes. And to that point, when the notes that I was given about bleak picture the media paints for women post Roe, they're basically saying that because the Supreme Court decided to kick it back to the states. I mean, they're really fear-mongering with women, and they're trying to say you had this so-called freedom, now you don't, and here are the people who took it away from you. I mean, if ever there was demagoguery, that has to be it, right? You know, you should be angry. You should be angry because this service, which should never have been codified by a Supreme Court in the first place, is somehow now... I guess the thing that really amazes me is how they have been able to, maybe you're rolling it back, they've been able to equate abortion, which is a very controversial issue, with freedom. Mm-hmm. But freedom issues, they don't equate with freedom. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's absolutely ridiculous that in order to be free, we must oppress others, right? That's pretty much what they're saying. They're saying as a woman, to be free, you have to oppress the life of the most vulnerable. You have to take the life of your preborn child in order to have freedom. And we just know that's absolutely not true.
Yeah. And I don't even think that people who are rabid pro-abortion people even go that far to think that way. I think they've been taught that that abortion equals freedom. So if you take away abortion, you've lost your freedom. Meanwhile, they don't know what the loss of freedom means when the previous administration took decisive action to curtail the First Amendment rights and religious freedoms of their opposition. That's freedom.
Absolutely.
Our Constitution Absolutely. Guaranteed it, and they can take that away. But, oh, no, don't take away my abortion. It's really astonishing. In our couple minutes left, how do people find you, follow you, and if they would like to give to your organization, give them the way to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. You can visit our website, letthemlive.org, and you can see the fundraisers that we're running for moms to help them choose life, and you can go ahead and donate there, or you can find us on, you know, all of the social media platforms as well.
Okay. Well, it's great to have had this discussion with you. I appreciate your time, and Godspeed to you.
Absolutely.
We're going to take
thank you.
Yeah, thank you. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll have a whole nother hour of the Alan Nathan Show after the top of the hour break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The opinions you hear on the Main Street Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of the station, Main Street Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Main Street Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. So please, consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about Main Street Radio Network, contact us at 703-719-0433 or at our website, mainstreetradionetwork.com.